Sabuk. When the people are blind, it will show you. This is a very clever story, because for no reason, suddenly everybody goes blind, and later for no reason, apparently they come back. But he will show you in the state of blindness, everything is filthy. Everything is bad. And they don't know it, because they have no way to understand it. They just follow each other. And they survive because of one woman who magically doesn't go blind. Because if she goes blind, everybody is blind, then they will die. They live upon this, following the one with the eye, which in the next book will be killed. That's the story of seeing, right? We don't know what the filthy environment we are living in. Because when you're coming out of the bathroom, you totally forget about the experience and go on with your life. That's the utility room. Ignoring what happens over there, which is me, a part of me. That's how it works. If there is a light, suddenly the bathroom looks filthy. Imagine that they will create a new kind of bulb, which will add some special wavelength, which is very special, and they will make it available cheap. When you light it up, all the filthy stuff will show up. You will see all the microbes and all the filth. Any of you don't like it? You don't buy it? You don't put it in your bathroom? And when you lit it up and you will see everything is filthy, what will you do?
Clean.
Uh-huh.
Close the door.
Clean. Close. But that temptation of closing the door and ignoring it is there. That's what is in you. This is what this guy is all about. He wants to close the door. He opened another window. Said, close that window. Close the other window. Because he doesn't want to see the field. The field is me. Because I started with the animal. That's how it works. Growing up is a different story. Here, Rumi goes back. And he would say, listen, when you learn to lit the candle, the sun will not burn you. You will be burned by the sun because you are not familiar with the light. The first truth you swallow really, and you understand, opens the gate for the rest. Yes?
God has made mention of the rising sun as turning aside like that from their cave. The thorn becomes entirely beautiful like the rose in the sight of the particular that is going towards the universal.
I hope you remember the story of calf. Anyone who doesn't know the story of the calf? Calf is the story of a group of people under the repression. They insist upon being faithful and out of fear of persecution, they run away to a dead end in the mountain. At the last moment, they will surrender to God and say, oh God, help us, we don't know what to do. The mountain will open, they go in. The mountain will close. This is the God-made cave. They sleep, they wake up, and it's 200 years later. So God will move them from one state of being to another one. And we talk about them a lot, especially because they have a dog. And the dog will go through the same experience. And we say, that dog being with them was counted as a human being. This is the extreme we go to talk about the importance of who you socialize with, who you are relying upon, and whom you are walking the path with. We say even that doggy, by being close to those human beings, became human. we know another human who socialized with the noted people, and he was doomed. He was the son of Noah. The son of Noah didn't believe in prediction of the tempest and all that water covering everything. He said, I'm a good man, climber, I will go there. And he went there and he died. We compare them both. So that's what the calf is. Here, we will talk about it in Arabic. They say, this is the saying of Ahab. About what? About this sun which will bring all the stars with him, which will bring the knowledge of the sky and everything. God said, this is something which will happen in that cave. What? All the bad stuff will turn good, because suddenly they didn't change. God changed them. And remember, in this paragraph he's talking about, there is this hand of change which is bringing the change here. So try to be there. Try to enjoy that changing. Yes?
The thorn becomes entirely beautiful, like the rose in the sight of the particular that is going towards the universal. What is to exalt and glorify God? To deem yourself despicable and as dust? What is to learn the knowledge of God's unity? To consume yourself in the presence of the One?
Did you understand that? Any problem understanding this? Because this is not something you forget. This is one of the, for sure, one of the quiz to graduate from this class. Because he said, he's explaining this stuff. Say, you know what am I talking about? I'm talking about giving up this inflated ego to understand that the real value, the truth is out there, and compared to that, I'm no one. Why is he telling this? Because the only objection for you to seek out a peer and find someone is what? I know it. That's I. Why? Because that I, that capital I, is the one who will receive all the pain. Because when you go to a teacher, he will deal with your ignorance. So your ignorance objects going to the teacher. Here is the pain of change. There is a pain in the change. And who doesn't want that pain? The ego, because that's the one who is going to be changed. This is the irony here. Because you are here because your intelligence accepted your being here. And here we are going to polish or get rid of some part of that intelligence. Intelligently, you know, cheating is good if you're not caught. What that if is doing there? The experience, okay, so many thieves and only 10% will get caught. That's not the way we talk about it. You say, if you're a thief, and you're lucky, you don't get caught, because God wants to show the people how miserable the life of a cheater is, and we let them know you. What about that? If you are a cheater and you are not caught yet, and you're lucky enough, and we're lucky enough that tonight you will die, you will live the life of a cheater, which is no good to begin with. I'm not talking about the success. I'm talking about that feeling in you. And we know cheating is there, because it's the essence of the animal. But we know something more is there. How do we know it? Because you cheater in the middle of cheat suddenly will find yourself crying when you're listening to the love stories we talk. We understand being far from it, how desperate it is when they talk about love and you find nothing in yourself. We know all that. So, let me be clear that whenever we say, praise the Lord, we don't mean do something for the God. God supposedly doesn't need you. If God needs you, it's not God to me anymore. God doesn't need you. Praising the Lord means you praise the Lord. Means you burn your personal existence and ego in front of the concept of God. Not God as an object or existence, as a concept. So I say ha, because I prefer the concept of just and justice. I prefer the concept of true and truth, correct, real, right, all of that. In front of it, if I burn my ego, that's praise the Lord. What's praise of the Lord? To understand that I am made of this filthy stuff. I'm earthly. And concept of how is not earthly, is heavenly. Why do I say that? Because I ask you, billions of years, all these different kind of creatures, from big to small, from dinosaurs to amoeba, which one of them praised the Lord? Not. Why? Because they are incapable of the concept. Concept is ours, imagination. We understand the concept. When I say justice, you understand it. Even if you're not just. But you know what the concept is. The animals are not capable of this. This is our universe. So praise the Lord means to understand that you are little and you are earthly, and understanding the unity with God is to burn yourself in front of Him. Two concepts here explained sharply. The first one was praising the Lord. The second one was understanding the unity. These are two things that you should understand. First, praise the truth out of you, then unify with it. What is unification? You burning out. What is praising? You understand your skin, the place you are. I'm talking about how, where are you? You're an every being, subject to how. Aren't you? And what is unification? Eliminating me is not unification, as if you merge me and the God, you merge me and the truth, you merge me and the correct and right and righteousness. No way. Me should be eliminated. What is the wrong concept of justice? It has been here. What is it? I have the power, I have the right. This has been here. Now it's not anymore. When you talk about justice, you're not talking about the winning of the most powerful one. You're objecting it, right? Deep down in your heart. Because nobody is above the justice. Nobody is above the just. Nobody is above the reality and expectancy. All of that. So these two explanations, please remember if you want quoted. The first one